the wrong side of that. But yeah, Scotland doesn't come close. Proud of how the lads went about things. Obviously, we knew we had to give ourselves a chance against Scotland after losing against the West Indies, and we did that. And if he said after the way things have gone in the tournament, we've got one, comes down to that one game, and you've got a chance of winning to go through, we'd have taken it. And so it was a decent game of cricket today, and as I said in the post-match there, you could probably pick through little bits here and there that make the difference in the game, but you're only killing yourself if you do that to a large extent. But as I said, the lads put in a lot of work over the last 6-7 weeks, so I've got to take a bit of credit from that, but it's hard to, yeah, it's hard to take at the minute.
Did you think 209 was enough on this wicket?
I think it could have been, yeah. I think obviously, look, we probably wanted that extra 20 more. I think if we hadn't lost maybe the first, probably out of the first 4 wickets, we're probably at 2 or 3 that are somewhat avoidable, like starting that off with my own. And I think if you just have those partnerships that bit longer, then it makes it that bit easier to get that 20 or 20 runs. I think that makes a difference at the end of the day. So, but again, going out there, we knew the pitch was going to be slow and it was going to be hard work. Shazzy obviously got them off to a good start, and it was never going to be easy for them if we kept going, and we managed to keep going. It would have been easy to roll over at 90 for 1 or 90 for 2, whatever it was, but the lads kept coming, and we pushed it very close, and yeah, as I said, a couple of things here or there, and it makes a big difference.
Simi Singh bowled very well and he brought you right into the game. Where do you think the game actually slipped out while you were defending Scotland?
Look, you can go through, as I said, in various stages. I think the first, Shazzy up front, I think it's obviously when someone's in that kind of mood, and I think it's very, can be very hard to bowl to, so you got to give a lot of credit to how he played in the first hand. He always felt in the game you're going to get a chance, but yeah, look, he set that up for him and made it slightly easier, and then we clawed our way right back into the game. And then, as I said, we probably wanted an extra 15-20 to play with coming down the last 10 overs, but I think our bowlers have been fantastic throughout this competition, and I think they were again today, trying to defend what was maybe just below par.
What is the mood in the camp?
Look, I haven't been in the change rooms there, but it's going to be hard to work out. It's going to be pretty low. Lads will be pretty gutted. You come so close yet so far. Obviously, at the start of the week, we're waiting for results to go our way, and those went our way. And we prepared for this game like it was going to be the final that it was for both sides. Obviously, yeah, the final's on Sunday, but this was the big game for ourselves in Afghanistan. And it's to come so close yet be so far is gutting, really.